So you've been there 2 years now in Kyiv.
Yes.
Right. Can you please tell me what life was like the month before the invasion? What were you thinking? What were you planning?
I had feeling that something bad will happen because I lived in the center of in downtown, and just near with my house there was like maybe 10-15 minutes from my home central airport in the center in Kyiv, and I hear and I saw all these big planes which goes under my house, and it was not civil airplanes, it was like military airplanes. And you know, I saw that it's something strange happens because a lot of military airplanes and so something I was prepared, and so I had feeling. But from one side, we live like the general life, had plans for vacation, plans for maybe moving to another apartment because we wanted some bigger apartment, and we had planning, we had so like general life. I had some feeling that something can happen, but no one knows when.
Yeah, you had to hold the possibility of dread and horrible outcome and keep living your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
What role did DoxyMe play in how you thought about this situation?
It's the first company. It's the first company in my career. I worked in a lot of different companies and with different top management and so on. But it's the first company which really worried about employees, and I had such great support from them. So that is amazing. It's incredible. Before I don't remember, maybe 2 weeks before or 3 weeks before, our management create some plans for different bad situation, emergency plan, and describe some steps what we will do, what we need, and rented big apartment in Lviv, and it's like a hub, and so there was a plan if something happens, and the company and people, so we understand that if ever something happens, we knew that we had support from the company. And Brandon said a lot of times that, guys, don't worry, we will support everyone. We will not fire because you cannot work or something else. Everything will be good. Just keep your family safe, and everything will be great.
I'm so glad that you have felt that security and support. So yeah. On February 24th, were you still in Kyiv?
No. On February, so we decided with my wife that we go, so we feel everything's getting worse and worse and worse, and we decided to move to Czech Republic, to Prague for several weeks, just make small like vacation plus remote work, just visit Prague, take some time and see what will be happens in our country. And our plan was move to Prague, leave Kyiv 24 February. But yes, it was our plan, early morning move. But I was ready months before to leave Kyiv. So I feel it. I said a lot of times to my family, we need to go just any country, maybe Mexico, maybe Europe, just go and work remotely. But we have some who go to school, and it's a little bit difficult to take him from a school process. And for us, it's easy because we are a remote worker. But for so, and 23 of February, my wife said, "Let's move today." So we was planned 24, but we decided 23, because there was information that Ukraine is emergency, and this regime makes some block some activities for people and we know that our governments are going to make this regime, and we decided let's move 23, let's move to Lviv, and then move to Czech Republic next day. So 23 of February at I don't remember, maybe 6 p.m. we started from Kyiv, and we arrived to Lviv at 3 a.m. at night, middle of night. Yes, and before we go to hotel, before we check in the hotel, I decided, I don't know why, but I decided I need to, in my car, it's not enough gas. So I fill it a full tank of gas in my car, but it's 3 a.m. at night. So I won't sleep, but I want to go to a gas station and make full tank. I don't know why, but I did this. We check in the hotel. Go to sleep, and in 2 or 3 hours, my wife wake up me and we cry. It's warm. I just wake up a couple of minutes, and I decide move to the border. Just move to the border. So we get our everything, move to car and run to the border. And so it's really fast. I decided to do this in, I don't know, maybe in 2 minutes, just move to the border. So I know that to be more far away from everything. And when we drove by Lviv, it was air signalization. It's like air siren.
Oh, the siren?
Yes, yeah, siren.
Yeah.
And when we drive by Lviv, there was siren, and but I don't stop. I just press and stop and move very fast from the Lviv. And so the first and from Lviv, it's there is three check-in point to these three borders. It's the nearest. It's Poland. The second one is Slovenia, and the most far from the Lviv, it's Hungary. I don't know why, it's some things which save our lives, save our from everything. Because I decided to move to the Hungary, not the nearest checkpoints, but to most far away from Lviv. I don't know why, but I wanted to go hungry. And so the first things really great, because my car was full. I had full tank of gas, and I have a lot of gas to go to the border and more. Because when we moved from Lviv, a lot of cars go to the gas station, and there was a big line, maybe hundreds of meters, maybe kilometers, near every gas station. So everyone go to gas station to, but I had full tank. So, and then we moved to the Hungary checkpoint to go to pass the border. There was not so many people on this border. I contacted my colleagues who goes to Poland, and almost everyone who run from Lviv, they moved to Poland. They tried to move to Poland. And there was a lot of people, who tried to cross border with Poland, but we moved to the Hungary, more far away from Lviv, a longer distance, and there was not so many cars, not so many people, and in the Carpathian region, if Lviv was in panic, the Carpathian region, just like we drive across the cities and no one works. Everything is calm, people go to the shop, people go to, and we was shocked. There is war, there is something crazy happens behind of us, but we are driving and they didn't worry. And when we go to the border, we pass checks and we pass our border and move to Hungary border and successfully pass it every checks. And after this, our government opened, confirmed military status, military regime in country. And due to this military regime, no man from 18 till 60, not allowed to move the country. So I move the country, and in 10 minutes after this, my colleagues who goes to Poland board, he arrived to Poland board 2 hours before me, but he didn't have enough time. So 10 minutes, he goes to the border, and on customs, they said no, but I just passed it. So it's like, it's, I don't know, it's like I started and I move just like behind of me started war, but I was a little bit early everything, and I move from the country just, I don't know how to explain this, but it's like miracle.
It is a miracle.
Yeah.
Are you still in Hungary?
You know, it's maybe, I don't know if English it's used, but in sometimes we said in Russian or Ukraine, it's like walk on the edge of knife and be safe.
Yeah.
And so it's my situation. No, I arrived to Hungary. I spent a lot of times, a couple of days in Hungary just to calm. Because I drive and it was a lot of, it was unreal stress. My family, my brother in Dnipropetrovsk, my parents in the small city near Dnipropetrovsk. So I leave everything. I leave my apartment with all things in my apartment. So all life lived in Ukraine. And I don't know if this apartment is is ok with or not ok, so I don't know what's happened with everything. So and then we moved to Portugal. At the moment I'm in Portugal. Yes, I wanted to go far away from everything, so and I was so I understand that a lot of people will move to Poland, move to Hungary, Romania, and Czech Republic. So a lot of people will be in this area because for Poland, it's really easy. It's very tiny language barrier for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And most of Ukrainian refugee moves to Poland, Czech Republic, Romania, Hungary. So I understand that we can live in any places. We have remote job, and we don't have any problems with English. And we decided to move to Portugal, and now trying to start a new life here.
So, Nick, have you been able to work the last month? Since you left Ukraine, have you been able to work?
When I arrived in Portugal and rent first apartment, I talk with his our chief of CTO, and he said me, Nick, just solve all your things, all your problems, and then you can back to work. Don't worry if you need 1 week, 2 week, 3 weeks. Don't worry about this. But for me, it's like back to work. It's like a little bit change focus, a little bit change. So for me, it's like better therapy, back to coding, back to some solving some difficult issues, algorithms. So it's like therapy, and I turn off from bad news and back to some coding, and it's just reload my mind. And yeah, because it's really crazy situation, because when we read some articles, when we read some, watch some news from another country, for example, there was a conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan, and they had some local conflict. We saw this like, oh, it's far away and it's something happens. Yes, we feel they're bad, it's bad, we support them, but it's far away. But when you saw the places which this area where you walk in, where you drink coffee, where you shopping center, where you was million of times and know every shops there, every and so these pictures totally destroyed. It's really awful. Even to be far away from ever seen, and it's really awful.
So Nick, I have an unusual question. The feeling you had to go get gas and then to go to the hungry border, those two kind of feelings you had about what to do, has that happened to you on other occasions where you were felt guided about what to do?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I have feeling, it's like maybe intuition, I don't know. I had some plans, for example, I had some plans, and I did some things to make these plans happen. And I had feeling, no, it wouldn't, it's not work. Don't do this. I do. And yes, it's not work properly. And this plant destroyed in some crazy stuff. And I said, okay, I feel this. And sometimes I feel that this happened. Just, I don't know, it's inside, just like teeny feeling. Everything, yeah, it possible. And I did not a lot of this. I do very, very simple steps, just on relax, not worry about everything. And whoa, it's happened. Wow. Yeah, it's not often happens, but sometimes, yes.
I think it means you are in tune. There's something still inside of you so that you can receive that information.
But it will be really great if I can control this and not and can use when I need this. But it happens. But it's
exactly
in some really, really rare situation. And yeah, in that situation,
yes, but
it's really was great, because it's really safe, everything safe, because I don't know, I talk with my colleagues who in Lviv, and they a lot of air siren several times per day, and they need to hide somewhere from so it's really dangerous, it's really crazy. And
yeah, I think it's the people with the families who are actually in safer situations,
yeah,
because they left. Yeah. Nick, is there anything you want to say before we end?
maybe it's like the finish of this talk. It's like we need to listen our inside voice, and it's really helps, and it's a really safe life. We need to try to listen this.
Yes, to cultivate that stillness inside. I'm
yeah.
glad that you listened.
Yeah. We need to trust our inside voice, and yeah.
Yes. Well, I hope you find a comfortable, safe apartment, and I'm glad you have a job. And I hope that your son finds a very interesting video game that he's never found before.